They're thinking of telling Arkansas they taste like chicken. Okay, I'll straighten out now.
Sorry about that, folks.
So we got a signature sheet for Doug?
I think.
She's got it.
You signed it, okay.
Okay. This point.
Mr. Chairman, you got a quorum, okay?
Okay, perfect. But call this meeting to order, the Tenny County Transportation Advisory Board. First school members present.
Rick Zinkenfuss. Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Ron Newman.
Doug Muller. And our audience.
Travis Hire from HDR.
Megan Clark, South Elk Missouri Council of Governments.
Jason Sills, Great River.
Okay. Move to approve. I move to approve for the minutes.
So move.
Are you seconding or moving?
Either one, I'll take whoever.
I'm moving, you're seconding.
Second.
We have a move and a second. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Any old business we have anyone know of? Would like to start with?
Any updates on the expressway?
No, the only thing on the expressway, we're still waiting on our debriefing. It has not been scheduled yet. Kind of waiting for it and then have a meeting with the commission and see which direction they want to go, whether the new grant that they have out, we have until February 25th to apply for it if they so choose to.
Yeah, so we've requested that debriefing. We'll request it again. We've requested twice already. But not surprising, last time we took about four requests and they finally gave us one. I'm sure they're busy. And then we've been looking, Rick sent over the stuff with Infra Grant. We've been looking at that. And then some of the other grants that we talked to MoDOT about were like the, it's the Routes Grant that might be coming out. There might be a couple others. Asked some pretty honest questions to MoDOT and hopefully got some pretty honest feedback on that. As far as all the concern that I have with the Infra Grant is MoDOT going to, they precluded themselves from getting a large or the state from getting one. I don't think they did, but they did get a very large one to help with the Rocheport Bridge. And a comment from one of the MoDOT staff people actually has been to me, we were a little concerned when we first got that we may have made ourselves where we're not going to get hardly any grants for a little while because we got such a large one at one time. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's going to be fruition. So I think that the Infra Grant looks like a pretty good opportunity. We're hopeful to get this debrief as quick as we can. We'll call on them again after they're through. We'll make sure we'll call them again. Build upon that debrief, see what their thoughts are as far as the Infra Grant or what our thoughts are after that debrief and with the Infra Grant.
I think you're going to have timing trouble. You're not going to get the debrief in time to retool your other grant.
Was there a reason you guys have not been applying for the Infra? Like, why did you choose the build over Infra? Because it's been around since the third year, so I just didn't know.
So, primarily, timing-wise, it started out with the build grant, and then we wanted to get the debrief for the last time. We made a lot of changes for the good. Rick worked with us quite a bit. Devin did a lot of work with the landowners. Now it's just, do we want to retool it and go after it for that or not? I think that in talks, preliminary level, I think it's looking pretty promising. So I think we've looked at what it would take to just basically just change it over and throw it together. It's going to take a whole lot to do that. So we'll work with the commission and try to make a decision on that pretty quickly. Even if we don't get to debriefing, we will hold up making a decision. Presuming that we're just hoping, you call and hope to get one. But independent of that, we still need to make a decision on the Infra Grant. So we'll work with them on that.
I think Infra Grant, some reasons to be encouraged about that. I think we should give that a try. Also, too, now the state budget has, is in process, but if the governor comes out with the governor's cost share program again, I think we ought to do that, even if it's a 50-50 match with $8 million of in-kind. And I think we could probably, from the meeting that we held about something, I don't know that we've shared that with everybody, but Devin and I and Great River met and went line by line by line on the expressway and took a $30 million project and saved $10 million by doing it with in-house forces.
We think that, and I can't brag on Devin and his crew and everybody down in Taney County. No one wanted to form a partnership, which I don't have with all my clients. A lot of my clients, it's the county versus the cities. Mm-hmm. And Rick wants to form a partnership with the county, and both are working towards a common goal, which is great for all the citizens, it's great for the people, for the communities, but also the ability for Taney County to be able to do a lot of their work in kind. There's some things that we're going to have to bid out, like the major bridge, but there's a lot of room for savings in there that most other communities or counties have zero chance of capturing. And so that's something that's just pretty excited about that portion of it, as far as the matching portion. That's something that's very unique to this area that almost anybody else would deal with. They would say, no, can't touch it. We don't even have manpower, or we don't even have the abilities to think about it.
The governor's cost share grant, that same match could offset an additional $8 million in the governor's funds, or maybe
more. Well, that part could play into play on the intersection by you, the intersection at BB, and the one at 76.
And the governor did say in his state at the state, and at a meeting of that intersection last Thursday, that he's hoping the legislature gives him that $50 million again, because he fully intends to have it, because they had $92 million in requested. So if they give them that back, as long as you can make that really strong economic development case, which you guys have the data,
Let's say we get $10 million on that. Well, it's $10 million we don't have. Mm-hmm. So let's get $10 million worth of stuff done.
Also, if it's $2 million, if somebody gives me $1 million, I'll still take $1 million from somebody.
I was going to mention that since the last application and denial of it, there's been others came forward that are willing to donate, you know, pretty good amount.
So I think we continue to move forward with a self-help type of an effort, regardless of all of this. But that doesn't mean that sometimes we think we're either going to build it ourselves or we're going to have grants. We should not think that way. We can have both of them simultaneously. Whatever we can get on a grant, and even if we kick off construction and a grant comes along, we'll get it from there.
My thought, if we have the right-of-way wrapped up, there's the...
We'd have a lot stronger case.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to talk to the commission.
That would be stronger than the grants, but it would be a big step forward for us to build.
Yes, but if it would help with our project readiness score easily, a lot of the hurdles are already taken care of, and it would, if you could go ahead and do your land clearing, whenever you have the time of year for the bats or anything like that.
That was my deal.
All of that type of stuff you can go ahead and do.
If we had the right of way, I would hate to be going along and all of a sudden a salamander or a bat or, you know, a homesteaded place where they found pottery or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, any of it's possible.
Not to get too deep, but part of that will depend on your funding. Because if you locally fund a project, you don't have to abide by all the federal requirements all the time.
That salamander better be tough sons of bitches. They're going to disappear in the night like they were never there. So that's all I got to say. And if there's any pottery there, we know where that came from, the dollar store. And incidentally, he dropped it at lunch. So that's how that goes.
The debrief you're mentioning, who's all the participants for that? When do you have an idea when that's going to happen?
No clue when it's going to happen. We request it from Federal Highway. All the debrief from Federal Highway and the county staff.
Okay, where would that be held?
It'll be held in my office in Springfield. And then it's up to the county whoever they would like to involve with that.
So it'd be Taney County,
we would invite the commission.
MoDOT
would not be.
Would not be.
It'd be the commission and Road and Bridge.
Thank you.
So, but again, this, we don't want to skip this governor's cost share program.
Or the infra grant, or, and so we'll talk about moving forward with those.
Even the MoDOT cost share in advance of years and then get some money out of that later. I mean, there's a ways to go forward, but the governor, the infra grants first and then the governor stuff second. And one is not mutually exclusive. We could do phase one in one of these and phase two in another one.
And there's nothing to say that we couldn't get started building, because this is going to take quite a while. Build, as you build it out towards phases, and then you end up with a whole section that's paid for by a grant, and the county builds the other section, and, you know, the whole, you know, there's a million ways to get to
it. If we can get that grant, that bridge is dead meat. We're going to get that bridge done.
If we keep that ball rolling forward, though, then we can get towards our goal. That's I appreciate this entire board, and Rick really pushing hard to not let it die and keep it moving forward. So I appreciate everybody on that and applaud you guys. Because a lot of times when we deal with communities, I was in West Plains the other day and they're talking about trying to 463 highway up through Texas County. The price tag is outrageous, I will say. But they couldn't even get the board to agree that it was important. It's been top of the authority list as a favor to the other counties. When they finally debated it, I mean, there was more arguing in the crowd than there was anybody in support of it. And so a board like this having a unified yes behind it and the push behind it is kind of nice to see, because it was the exact opposite over there for a project.
Here's something. I just came from a economic development, but it was a workforce development meeting. But there was a board that was a panel that they were asking questions to, and it was from Bentonville, the Bella Vista Corridor. They said, you think Walmart and J.B. Hunt and Tyson is the strength of that area? They said, not really. The strength is that they all get along together and all four communities work together. And they said, we pay it. They didn't use the term paying it forward, but they said, we think larger than just our box, i.e. Arkansas gets the continuation of Interstate 49 for Missouri, because Missouri can't get it, so the last bill grant they got for us. But the point was exactly what Jason's talking about, is the strength and numbers of the communities, the county, and all of that getting together with one voice and a common goal. And that can set us apart. And they say, that, I mean, it was pretty convincing. There was several communities, chambers, organizations represented, I think it was seven, eight people on the board. They said that's the strength of everybody sticking together. When you fall apart like that, or you have different interests, and your interests are more important than anybody else's, that's a problem. So, good point, Jason. I mean, I think that
it's good to see them working together so well, and for the common goal. It's not, you know, everybody's trying to make a better place for all citizens.
And I think even in most recent times, this hasn't always been the case, but I think Branson supports the expressway now in a different way than they used to. So, they'll give us letters. I don't know how much help they can be, because they're trying to get along with each other.
Well, we're expanding greatly. Johnny Morris developed that area south, and all the other stuff developed. And Branson changed in the 8 years I've been here, if I can really see. It takes an outsider to see, you know, logos and thunder. And the stuff down there at Hollister, we're ramping up, I mean, big time. Tons of changes.
So the expressway is the key, though. That is our next big step, if we can get it done. And until we get it done, we're going to be missing a piece of the puzzle.
We need to end up with tying that beltway, the outer beltway, completely around. That's the real goal, and it's not going to be maybe in our lifetime. But that's an important link to it, and that's an initiator, actually, to get the whole loop started.
And I think another piece of that puzzle, little by little, but the Kirbyville school section of 76, getting that improved a little bit, I think all of those little, and those aren't little, I mean, all those significant projects